you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that Bible sees the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes be sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and then downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, et cetera, you are receiving us, we appreciate the flipping fuck out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours talking about all kinds of bullshit, making fun of the right, slinging e-turds, and it's Faithless Friday, y'all.
That's right.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, Aquaman? Whiskey. Your name.
Don't forget you can tweet us during the show if you like. Communicate with us at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yay.
Where all the cool kids hang out and shit. And, what up? You know, some of them have weed.
Some of them. Listen. Bring something of value to the party, guys.
Maybe your soaring rhetoric.
Yeah, bring the weed.
Tweet us during the show if you like. I already said that. Or you can help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. We don't hit you with any advertisements or any shit like that. We just plod along here.
We don't hit you at all. We're pacifists.
We help you. You can help us out by buying shit that you're going to buy on the internet. Go to Amazon, get all their really cool prices and their really fast delivery and shit. I think I had something delivered on the same day once in Los Angeles.
Was it?
It was a late birthday present, or it was a birthday present.
For me?
It was probably for you.
Oh, shit. Thank you very much.
I think it was the day of.
Was it delivered via drone?
It was not. But it did come that day.
Oh, that's amazing. Good job, Amazon.
Didn't pay all that much more.
Good job, Jeff Bezos.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, where all your purchasing on the internet needs can be satisfied. And whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yummy, yummy.
Just helps us out here at Crab Diving. And thanks to those that do and have.
Yes.
We appreciate
Danke.
The contributions.
Welcome to
Hush fell over the crowd. It's the calm before the storm.
Oh yeah. Is that storm still happening?
I think it might still be. I still am rather optimistic that here at the Crab Diving Studios we will be spared from the teabagging of the Lord this time.
Yay. Thanks,
and,
God.
That it's going to pass farther east. The baddie nasty parts are gonna pass east. And if it does get to us at all by that time, it's going to be weakened.
Oh, okay.
Into a wispy little Category 1 hurricane.
Oh, yes.
Or possibly a tropical storm.
Okay.
Never know. Nature has a way.
Hey, God.
And we could be, you know, our last broadcast could be Monday with a saying we're on our way to a Cat 5.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I had a quick question. Why spare us and not our neighbors to the south in Florida, like Orlando, Fort Lauderdale,
far
Palm
more
Beach.
Gay people down there. Oh, you know that Miami Beach.
Oh, yes.
Lots of semen being swapped down at
See, when you mix the semen with a high pressure system, you get, you know, bad weather.
Yeah, pink eye.
Apparently. Oh, shit. I'm sure there's a Village People song about that very occurrence.
Yeah, I still don't know. We had a little offline
grab diving offline
discussion the other day, and a couple of songs played.
Yeah,
of the Village People, and I still am baffled as to how everyone did not know.
Did not know what? They're gay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the Navy.
I just
Key West YMCA.
Everybody knew they were gay, dude.
I don't think they did.
San Francisco.
Yeah, and they had songs about
San Francisco.
They had songs about cities, and they were all it was San Francisco and Key West,
right?
And Fire Island. There's a song called Fire Island.
They always, you know, the Village People always have an amazing break it down section. Like in San Francisco, they have this part that goes, "Don't stop me, don't stop me, woo woo." Oh wait, that's Queen. Is that Queen?
Yeah, that's Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't stop me now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now.
Wait, it makes up your homosexual singers.
You might be. No. Don't stop me. Don't stop me. No, that's Freddie Mercury. Fuck. You're right.
And then, of course.
Whatever.
We frequently play a little bit of this Village People here
that's
on the
right.
show.
I'm revisiting something that nobody's dead. Well, there are some people died in that storm, right? 19 so far, or something like that.
More than that, I think. Yeah, horrible.
In that Sodom and Gomorrah song, what does that mean? Sodom and Gomorrah, cities with two names.
One man you can trust.
With one man you can trust. The fuck does that mean? Is that God?
Well,
wasn't
it
Lot? Cities with one man you can trust. I thought it was one name you can trust, and that didn't make any sense.
One man. Isn't it Lot? Isn't he the one who got out, and then his dumb wife turned around and looked, and he turned her into a pillar of salt, too?
That's a hell of a domestic... Nancy DeVos would protect Lot. Because he would be accused of...
Nancy DeVos would have turned and looked. Are you kidding me?
Wait a second.
Those dummies would be pillars of salt, all of them.
But Lot is the one turning his wife into stone.
No.
And I'm no legal expert.
No, he did not.
Oh, okay. Well, then who turned her into stone or salt?
Stone? The Lord in his benevolence.
Oh, my God.
Right? Do I have my Bible bullshit fucked up?
Fuck if I know. Let me ask you something. Is God a pussy grabber on the DL?
Lot's wife is a figure mentioned in Genesis 19. The book of Genesis describes how she became a pillar of salt after she looked back at Sodom. Boom.
Hey, listen. Fuck the internet. Fuck you, Al Gore. You suck. Boom. That sucks. What are you doing?
Boom says the atheist who probably knows more Bible verses than the vast number of Christians within 5 miles of us.
You know what? I don't know shit about it. I talk about the Bible all the time. I don't know dick about it. I never paid attention once in Sunday school. My theory about Sunday school was like, fuck it. I can fail the shit out of this and it doesn't make a difference. I'm concentrating on the normal school, you know? Like our Sunday school teacher sometimes would have the fucking nerve to give us homework. Mm. Fuck you. I'm in high school. I'm trying to... God. I got to study about Jesus and biology. Suck my dick. That's ridiculous.
The thing is this. It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We let our atheism waggle out a little bit more than usual.
Waggle.
Here on the big show. This is Genesis...
Bill Collins? Or
Genesis chapter 19.
Hey, no. If you're going to do that, play a Genesis song so we could do Genesis on Genesis. Remember? My brother wanted that. We had never done it. Not once for them.
Genesis.
Pick a Genesis song and read some Genesis. Genesis on Genesis, baby. Welcome to Faithless Friday. That's what Jeffrey wanted, or Jason. I forget. They both run together. I'm kidding, guys.
Well, that's Phil Collins.
Genesis
What's
is
a Genesis song.
I don't know. I wait. I can't. Here's a bad Genesis song. I can't dance. That's fucking so talented.
Genesis is available cut. Says Genesis.
Now read the
That's part. Probably not appropriate for.
Yeah, she seems to have an invisible touch. She's a little pervy.
So we're heading.
This is, oh no, this is.
Yeah, you can't find it.
That's
oh,
not it.
Fuck yeah.
That's Phil Bailey with Phil Collins.
This works. I like this. Read some Genesis to that. Better forget it.
And the two angels came to Sodom at even, and Lot said in the gate of Sodom, sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot saw them, and rose up to meet them, and he fell down on his face to the earth. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn aside, I pray you, in your servant's house, and tarry all night. Anyway.
Easy lover.
Apparently.
God damn.
Apparently, a couple of angels in disguise went to Sodom, and Lot let them in, and then he groveled all over them.
Now, the Bible sucks, honestly. Honestly, no offense if you're into it. God, it's boring. Horrible. You gonna live by that shit? Get woke.
Behold now,
what the
behold
fuck?
Now, I have two daughters that have not known man.
She's
Let me, I pray
lover.
You, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes.
Yes.
Here, angels, fuck my daughters?
Fuck my eyes. Why not?
My
hey,
daughters.
Listen, let me ask
my
you
daughters.
Something. Don't you think just reading Genesis by itself isn't as good as with Genesis, the band?
Well, it's, yeah.
It's really horrible without Genesis. I'm not going back. Not another word unless you play some Phil Collins.
How the hell did that start?
So don't try to something.
So yeah, there's a hurricane coming and shit. But let's see what's going on in the. I already saw the Huff Post headline. So,
hello.
I've already cheated.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker, Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, September 8th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Yay!
Please clap.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post.
Hello.
I don't know what this is about.
Was that Jeb Bush you played?
The please clap, yes.
Yeah. Jeb!
The headline just changed a little while ago, so I don't know anything about this. I'm learning about this as you are.
Yes.
The headline is a picture of Lodosaurus.
Right.
Eric Bowling over at Fox.
Now, wait, what show was that dick bag on? I forget.
I don't know.
The Five.
Fuck Waddles on Parade.
Oh, yeah. Dickheads.
Fuckers on Fox.
Conservative white dickheads saying shitty things about women, people of color, gay people, trans people.
Bowling in the gutter is the... Oh, look at what they did there at the Huff Post. That's the headline.
Look at what I did there. I hate that. That's my Niagara Falls.
I think you have a few Niagara Falls.
But stand-up comedy fucks you up. I hear people say, let's see what I did there. Yeah, I'm going to blow my brains out.
Eric Bowling is out at Fox News.
Bye, stupid.
Fox News has parted ways with host Eric Bowling just over a month after an exclusive HuffPost report revealed that Bowling sent inappropriate text messages, let's call them dick pics, to current and former female colleagues.
Hey, congratulations to the party of motherfucking family values. Congratulations to Fox. It's like Caligula over there.
God,
jeez.
He turned around and sued the HuffPost for like 50 mil and shit, like vehemently denying, I'll be back at Fox. Just wait.
Just wait. Oh, wait. Let me send you a picture of my cock.
The network said Eric Bowling and Fox have agreed to part ways amicably. We thank Eric for his 10 years of service to our loyal viewers and wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, best of luck, dickhead.
The HuffPost report was based on 14 sources. 14 sources revealed that at least three current and former Fox colleagues
14.
Said they had received inappropriate text messages from Bowling, including photos
14?
Of... including photos of male genitalia.
But he sent it to 14...
No, 14 sources.
Oh.
At least three...
Oh, okay.
People. Women.
Right.
I think whatever.
We don't
women.
Know. I haven't seen
received,
the fucking thing.
The purported cock of Bowling.
Want to see my conservative dick?
Unsolicited.
Oh, that's fucked up. Well, I mean, what do you want somebody to do? Hey, Eric, if you don't have anything going on later today, can you send me a picture of that nice penis?
Well, I mean, if, you know, there's some sexting going on or whatever, and it's mutual, that's one thing.
Absolutely.
But if you're sitting in Starbucks sucking on a latte and all of a sudden your phone beeps and you look down and there's some cock wearing a MAGA hat.
How do you drink a latte? I drink it. Suck the whole thing. How do you handle
that's
that?
Right.
Oh, my God. Eric Bowling. Jeez. I mean, really, are we not allowed to comment on the hypocrisy of all this garbage? All this
we are.
Fucking GOP shit. I mean, look at it from the big picture, just for a second.
The big dick picture?
The big dick picture. What a pervy group of debaucherous fucking souls over there at Fox. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, that Roger Ailes.
GHP.
Roger Ailes created quite a little locker room there.
Yeah. GOP. Is it GHB?
Oh, yeah. Conservatives, the lot of them.
Yeah, they're all pervy.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPost. I'm sure.
Which, by the way, pervy is fine. Pervy is fine as long as if it's mutual, consensual.
All right. We're calling out the hypocrisy. I don't give a shit how many loads he sprayed in what direction as long as they were consensually received.
How many directions? He's like a sprinkler.
Well, it's Fox.
My loads are directional. It's Fox. You're right.
The headline.
I got a repeater.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
It's a picture of apparently. Well, this is probably fake news because this is a picture that's supposed to be taken from a satellite and it shows a curved earth. But we all know that that's a big lie and the God created a flat earth.
Yeah. By the way, what's the motivation for the lying on the left about the earth being round? What would it be?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's weird.
It says it. I don't know why. That's the headline. It.
It's a movie. There's that movie about the Stephen King book.
Oh, right.
The movie It.
I don't know. Leads to the Weather Channel. Hurricane Irma, potentially devastating Category 4 strike on South Florida.
Lucky.
Sunday. Sunday, after raking through the Bahamas, they're saying.
Raking. Jeez. We should do a tally of all the verbs, the verbiages these guys use when they're talking about this fucking storm on the news. Raked. You know what I mean? Just put a list. Because it's got to be really challenging if you're a news person and you're tasked at CNN to say, okay, for the next 5 hours, you got to say new and different and interesting shit about the storm that everyone else on the planet
is talking
about.
Well, it's like listening
to
a baseball game, right? Hammered one out to the left.
Oh, yes.
Pile-drived one.
Fisted.
Yeah, that's one that they could probably do without.
No, that fisted means...
What was it?
It hits... It's the ball's close
in
on your hands. And it pops up. So you fisted.
What?
Fisted.
What was the unfortunate job title we heard earlier? Rick Scott was talking about the governor here.
Oh, God. I remember laughing at it.
The load manager.
The loadmaster.
Loadmaster.
The loadmaster general. I am the loadmaster.
I would be like, can I change my title?
I shall be respected.
I don't want to sound like a WeHo porn.
A WeHo what?
WeHo porn.
WeHo porn?
West Hollywood porn.
Loadmaster.
the latest we hear from, since we're selfish pork faces.
Oh, yes.
We're
pigs.
Really only want to know what's going to happen here at Pensacola. Yeah. No, of course, we're concerned with the entire state.
Yeah, but I got family down there, man. It's this fucking storm.
I have family in Fort Lauderdale who apparently are going to ride that fucker out.
Yeah, but they have those special frozen turkey-proof windows.
They do, and they have, I think they're also going to, they're debating also putting up stuff over that, too.
Well, yeah.
I'm thinking they don't trust their turkey-rated anti-missile glass. They have a new roof recently. And they're like, I think she said they're 14 or 15 miles inland. So they're not right on the water, but that doesn't, I mean, the storm appears that it might like go right the fuck over them. I mean,
yeah. How is this house that we're in now lasted so long? Because sometimes I walk around here and I look at it and I'm like, is that part put together with scotch tape?
And that's probably why it's resilient.
Oh yes. It has character.
So. Yeah, I don't. I'm looking at the most recent spaghetti models.
Fuck you.
which none of them show this area in the path.
By the way, do yourself a favor when you're following this hurricane coverage and look at a map and find exactly where you are in Florida, because I was watching storm coverage. I was doing a comedy show at a redneck bar in a bowling alley last night. I'm watching this coverage.
At a red skin bar.
Oh, yeah.
Skins bar. Proudly.
Red skins bar.
Yeah. Red skins fuck you bar.
Oh, God. You know, a big old hippie liberal runs that show, and he does a segment where he talks about atheism every night. And I was like, my God. Ooh. I looked at him. I said, I'm an atheist. I know you are, but whatever it means, you're doing the Lord's work over here. You're spreading liberalism and progressive values and beliefs to these people here. A lot of them probably hate the shit out of you, but you do it anyway. You know? What a great guy, this dude. Matt Mosley, very funny comic. Look him up. Whatever. Wait, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah. I thought Florida was farther in on the panhandle. I was walking around. I was like, we're fucked. We're right there in the middle of the fucking storm. We're not. We're farther over.
We are. Right, nuzzle up against the sack of Alabama.
Alabama sack. There's nothing good about that. Nothing good come from Bama sack.
Fuel runs out as residents try to flee Irma. They're predicting up to 12-foot storm surge.
Holy shit.
All Florida residents, they're saying, should be prepared to evacuate except us up here in the panhandle.
Yeah. I heard, did you hear Rick Scott earlier?
Sadly.
God, we were talking about this on a crab diving offline motherfucking conversation. And my question is this, why is he such a bad reader? He's reading shit out loud. He can't get through a sentence without fucking up.
And he's not great.
God, he's just bad. Bad.
He keeps wearing that Navy hat, too.
Well, listen, I'd wear a hat, too. I'd wear a Koken if I was him. He's
was
so
he
ugly.
In the Navy?
And ask the village people.
I don't know anything about him.
We want you. We want you.
Except that didn't he claim the fifth 70 plus times when his company was being investigated for Medicare fraud?
Oopsie. Hey.
And then he got elected governor.
Right.
Of Florida.
Great.
Congratulations, Republicans.
You guys make such good choices.
I see a lot of the people on the right screaming about Menendez, the representative.
Oh, the Menendez
who
brothers.
Who is being investigated for corruption right now, the Democrat. And they're like, why don't we hear about that? And what about him? Why shouldn't he go to jail? And I was like, well, he should. If he's found guilty of corruption, he should go to jail.
Absolutely.
Not, let's reelect him like you guys would.
But the problem is, you know why you haven't heard about him? Because the GOP sort of, you guys are stealing the spotlight with this corruption thing.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's the president, it's the AG, it's the National Security Advisor, there's bullshit with Paul Ryan, Mike Pence, it's all over the fucking place. I'm sorry, it's hard when one little progressive gets his nose out of joint and does some bad shit for him to stand out. Not everybody can be Hillary Clinton, you fucking dickheads.
Whatever that speaking means. Of, she should have gotten somebody. I'm just going to say it. She should have gotten somebody else to read her book.
Out loud? Oh, for the audio tape?
Yeah.
Audio tape. God, I'm a million years old. The audio fucking.
Yeah. I mean, she. It's just not there. It's just.
I would have gotten.
What she's saying and. Like, the writing is a little bit clever. You could tell at times they're, you know, it's like a little slam or a little whatever. But there's, when she's reading, there's nothing. She's got no emotion behind it. Exactly.
God, Kate. How rude. Jeez. Man, she should have gotten somebody else, you're saying? What about Bea Arthur? She would have done a bang up job with that.
No longer with us.
Damn it. That sucks. The Golden Girls, they would have been right in the path of this fucking storm, by the way. What would they have done?
Where was their...
South Florida.
Was it?
Did you not watch that show?
Not as much as I would like to. No, I love that show. It's one of those shows... You know what it's like?
It's great.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Ugh.
Which, no, every time I've seen it, I have laughed my ass off.
My parents like that show, too. I just... Something about that show, I don't like the house it's in. I hate their house. And it bums me out.
It's, you know what, it's weird.
Yes.
It's almost like we've evolved past the three-camera sitcom.
Right.
Kind of deal. I don't know, maybe not, but after, like, Arrested Development and after
yes.
really good single-camera comedies like that, it's just the three-camera format just looks odd
I'll
to
say
some
this.
People, being me.
Yeah, but... Watch the Golden Girls, and we almost
it's great.
We almost should have said we're done with the three camera sitcom after that. Just think about it: like you got three actors, very old. Find me people with better timing, better comedic actors than with those four actresses. You can't; it's impossible. I don't think you're going to make a better sitcom than the Golden Girls. Talking about three actors that have been acting for fucking years, all that knowledge and timing ejaculated on the television. Oh, forget gross. About it, please. Squirters.
To the first audio ex.
Clinton offers a candid view of what it was like to run against.
Writing this wasn't easy.
As she now watches his president.
I want to hear it, not listen to you comment on it, you morons.
Jesus. What does everybody think about Hillary's book? It's what we think about it. That's important. Our opinion, not yours, you fuck.
I'll find parts of it, wherever the hell it is. She's just, it's just not real energetic. Like when she
Why?
Talks about Trump, she talks about that debate that they had when he was lurking behind her like some diddler.
Yes.
And diddler. She ends up saying, well, you know, in my head, I could feel him behind me. It was creepy. It was making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
She said, but then going through my head was, what do? Do I just put up with this and smile, pretend it's not happening? Or do I turn around and say, get out of my face, you creep? The way I just said it has more energy. Then when she's reading it, she's like, or do I turn around and say, get out of my face, you creep?
I got a few suggestions as to who she should have hired, and I'm not being funny. Lily Tomlin, maybe. I don't know. Cate Blanchett would have killed it. That would have been good. Meryl Streep. What? God, why didn't she get Meryl fucking Streep? She could have got anybody. You know
who they should have hired?
Zoe Saldana.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer.
I'm
a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Now that's the one that
she should have got him.
I played clips of that's the whole rant in a row. That's not me playing random clips. That's one whole 37-second rant. of which I have dropped.
I like to eat.
This.
I got a life force. And that, I like to have children. That,
I cut all those out of it.
He says eat weird. I like to eat.
I like to eat.
Yeah.
Eat.
Who talks like, well, I would say I like to eat. I like to eat.
I like to eat. I like to fight too.
Wait.
I like to have children.
What?
Like, that's the way he says I like to fuck.
Is that how he tells his Texas wife aside? I'd like to have children.
Yeah.
Turkey. Sorry, Turkey. We're gonna launch
you at a window.
Test out some fucking windows.
We need you to sacrifice right now.
It's supposed to be frozen. Les Nessman did the same thing. He just threw him out the fucking helicopter from WKRP in Cincinnati, a sitcom from back in the day. Inferior,
oh, another good one.
To the Golden Girls. Not better than the Golden Girls. Oh, please, stop it. There's not a better sitcom. Name one.
Oh,
name
God.
A better sitcom than the Golden Girls.
So great, though.
Not Seinfeld, if my brothers are listening. Sorry, it ain't Seinfeld. Golden Girls. Superior. It's just, you're just not going to... Those one-liners. Those looks by B. Arthur.
Well, yeah, I ran for a long time. It's funny.
Those little non sequiturs by Betty White. I mean, get the fuck out of here.
And, you know, that was supposed to be reversed. It was Rue McClanahan was supposed to play the Betty White character.
Yeah.
And Betty White was supposed to play the big whore.
You know, Oh, yeah. That's like in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The roles were supposed to be reversed. It's true.
I'm trying to remember the movie and trying to remember if it would have made a difference. No offense.
It's a huge difference. Sundance could shoot. Wait, which one was the fucking salad dressing guy? Was it Butch? Stop squirting on me, Kate. Anyway, one could shoot and one couldn't shoot. There's that scene where Paul Newman...
Wow, that's a massive difference.
It is. It's a huge difference. Paul Newman wasn't the real deal. He was the mastermind. He never got his hands dirty. Robert Redford, on the other hand, could shoot some motherfuckers. And there's that scene where it was just those two guys having to shoot out a bunch of Argentinian dudes in the middle of fucking nowhere. And Paul Newman is in... And Robert Redford says, listen, why don't you take the two in the end and I'll take the four in the middle or something like that? Because they all knew he couldn't shoot. And then Paul Newman says, I've never shot anybody. He says, Robert Redford says, what? He's like, I never shot anybody. You know, anyway, go buy the movie on Amazon.
Meet the future.
Do you know?
Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling.
It's from Butch and Sundance.
Oh, God. I'm getting... It's not Catherine Bach was a love interest, because Catherine Bach was Daisy Duke.
Catherine Ross.
God damn. Okay.
So those are your stories. Those are your headlines, battening hatches.
I'm so sorry.
Down
Did
in
you know,
Floridia, South Floridia.
Catherine Bach is married to Ringo Starr.
Yes.
Everybody fucking knew that but me.
Apparently so.
I was having a conversation with somebody about it last night. I was like, I had no fucking idea. I mean, that must have been a crazy fuck. Could you imagine Ringo Starr's like, he watches, he's like, hey, I just married Daisy Duke. What do you think about that shit?
Not to be confused with Barbara Bach.
Yeah.
Who's who is Barbara actually Bach? Married to Ringo Starr.
Oh, fuck me. Whatever. Are they both dead?
No. Catherine Bach.
All right.
Not married to Ringo Starr. Did play Daisy Duke.
Hold on a second. So
Ringo is married to Barbara Bach, the actress.
Who the fuck is that?
She's an actress.
In?
And Daisy Duke was Catherine Bach. I don't know.
Welcome Barbara to Craft Bach Diving, a show where nobody knows.
Wasn't she a Bond girl?
I don't know nothing. Oh, yeah. Wait.
I think she was a Bond girl.
And the Bond girl married Ringo.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Fucking me.
God.
Faithless Friday, bitches.
It is Faithless fucking Friday. Well, here we go. We've been talking, we played clips about him already, but I saw a headline about Alex Jones that we just got to play this. This is a follow-up. We played yesterday. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. Leave us good reviews, please. It helps
Crab
us out.
Crab diving follow-up.
We played a clip of some, I guess we'll call him a reporter.
Yes.
In quotes, from InfoWars.
Oh, God.
Who was out at I think it was an anti-Trump rally of some sort.
I'm voting for this kid for president.
And this InfoWars lunk, Owen Schroyer is his name. He's just an idiot. I think we played clips of him before trying to go out to protests and stuff and do gotcha. He's like if you took Jesse Waters.
Yes.
And held his head underwater for 3.5 minutes.
Longer. Maybe a little longer.
We want him alive.
What?
Well, I'm trying to describe what this guy is like.
Oh, okay. I got you.
This guy is like Jesse Waters, but dropped 100 IQ points from Jesse Waters.
Oh, God.
Which would probably put him in negative.
Nobody, when you're getting pregnant out there, nobody ever has abortions. We all just have these idiot kids. Okay.
So this idiot goes out and interviews people, and then he sends it to, he's an InfoWars guy. It went up to a girl who, he was being a dick.
Yes.
Because if you see the picture, it's girl, long hair, it's girl.
Yes.
But he walks up to her and says something like, excuse me, sir. What do you think? Or something like that. I don't know if he's trying to be like, you know, something about transgender or what the fuck he was trying to
so
be.
So horrible when these guys are trying to be funny or witty.
And she's doing something on her phone. She looks up at him, this girl, I don't know, like probably 12 years old, maybe 12, 13. And she looks at him. She goes, "You're a fucking idiot." And he's like, "Whoa, hey, wow, oh, wow." He says, "Who taught?" He says something like, "Did your mom teach you that language?" She's like, "Yeah, in the car," or something like that.
In the car.
And then she walks away, and he's like, "Oh wow, oh wow!" And she flips off the camera.
I love
it. Fuck you.
Yeah. God.
Here is, they bleep it though on InfoWars, but here it is.
Fuck these wackos.
How are you, young man?
How are you, young man? And it's, I mean, there's no way that it's not a girl.
That's not necessary.
You, young man.
You're an idiot.
Wow, who taught you that language?
My mother.
So your mother taught you that foul language?
In the car.
And why am I an idiot? Oh, wow. Oh, my.
And now she flipped off the camera and she's walking away.
Good for you.
Why am I an idiot?
I hope that somebody bought that kid an ice cream cone. Yeah, fuck. Who is this dickhead?
Owen Schroyer is this hard-hitting journalist.
InfoWars.
Well, and who walks up to a kid at a protest?
You leave if you're in a, it would just, I would be like, I'm going to leave these kids alone. And if I'm going to talk to a kid, go find the kid's parent and say, hey, I'm thinking about interviewing your kid and asking these questions. Are you okay with it?
Right.
Kid's a fucking minor, you wacko.
I saw some of the conservative stories of this, and in like the comments people are like, oh well, what about her abusive parents who have indoctrinated her into libtard beliefs, un-American libtard beliefs?
Yeah, let me address that. Suck a dick, get bent, fuck off, go play in traffic.
Well, yesterday we were speculating on, well, what's Alex gonna say about this?
Yes.
And, well, here it is. Alex Jones responding to, let's see, Owen Schroyer.
I'd like to hear
was called the.
I said, I'd like to hear the vocabulary Alex Jones children whip out every now and then, wouldn't you? I'm sure it's colorful.
Sure.
I'm sure.
The N word. InfoWars reporter Owen Schroyer was called a fucking idiot by the girl as he randomly spoke to passersby in an Austin park.
Fuck you.
Schroyer went on to call the girl a vitriolic, petulant child that has no discipline.
Hello, long did it take you to think of that line, you empty-headed fucknut?
Butt hurt. He's butt hurt over a little girl.
It's stupid. So what?
He said people are mocking him for being cursed at. The people who are doing that are depraved individuals with no sense of decency.
Now, dickhead, let's be real. You got your ass handed to you by a child. You fuck. You suck.
The thing that really shocked me, because I'm telling you, all my friends are seeing this now. Like, this clip, for whatever reason, has reached the stratosphere more than anything I've ever done. More than even maybe possibly H. Skrillex. And they're all saying, oh, of course, they understand that this girl obviously didn't defeat me in any debate. But it's just the left is literally lifting this girl up as a hero. And it's just really sad to me. I mean, that's and then they're making fun of me like, oh, Owen Schroyer was so shocked when he heard that. Yeah, that's shocking. When a young child comes up to you and curses at you like a vitriolic, petulant child that has.
Oh, God, listen to these little snowflakes clutching their pearls. Listen to these fucks, these diaper loads, the scum of humanity.
Yeah.
Suddenly like, oh, my God, listen to this little child.
And let's think about where this comes from. Who started it? Who did this?
Mm-hmm.
This fucking reporter saw a child, decided to make a joke, punching down. Taking a dig, you look like a kid, you look like a boy. You know what I mean? Whatever his thought process was, he was kind of picking on a kid.
Well, and she bested you.
Yeah.
She looked at him, and she looked him up and down, and she instantly knew she was smelling a turd, and she said, you're a fucking idiot.
She took you out, man. She took you fucking out. She served you.
Meanwhile, here.
Great folks, but Schiff looks like the archetypal cocksucker with those little deer in the headlight eyes and all his stuff. And there's something about this fairy hopping around, bossing everybody around, trying to intimidate people like me and you. I want to tell Congressman Schiff and all the rest of them, hey, listen, asshole, quit saying Roger and I. And I never used cussing in 22 years, but the gloves are off. Listen, you son of a bitch.
Oh, Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I can't believe that there's somebody on the internet swearing.
Dude, these guys, these right-wing nut job conservaloons, they always do that. When you best them like that girl did, when you say, you're a fucking idiot, they always do this. Oh, such language.
Oh,
they're taken aback.
The incivility of it. Oh, my.
They don't act like, listen, you fucking dickheads. You trade in hate. You live in the gutter.
Oh, they're so
you're
sad.
Bigots. You're racists. Please.
They really are just sad, insecure little boys.
Picking on a girl. He is picking on a child. And he got fucked
who's
up.
Who's smarter was smarter than him.
Oh my God. Infinitely. Good job. Whoever her fucking parents are, nice work.
And now he's going on the internet to defend himself.
Now all my friends know. Everybody knows that this girl didn't beat me in a debate, but this is the most viral thing I've ever done.
Viral. Your friends are laughing at you because you look stupid.
No, all my friends, Ryan, know that she didn't beat me in a debate.
You picked a fight with a child, you idiot, and you lost. And you had a microphone, you're a reporter, you're a journalist.
Right. She dismissed you as the scum, the shit stuck to the bottom of her heel that you are.
She went into your house and handed you your ass, you sorry piece of fucking garbage.
And curses at you like a vitriolic, petulant child that has no discipline. Yeah, that's shocking.
Well, it's like, what are you supposed to say? You know, if a grown man comes at me with some stuff like that, I can talk back to him. I can make jokes about him. I can humiliate him. But with a little girl, what am I supposed to say?
Oh, I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can, you torch wielder. You should see this motherfucker. This guy looks like he absolutely was goose stepping in Charlottesville one night.
Oh, yeah. And what do you think he would have said had there not been cameras?
I don't know who this is. Timothy Johnson, maybe, is what? The co-host of...
But they're not. They're not.
On InfoWars, yeah. Different show.
Tim Johnson, Dickhead McGee.
Oh, this is the war room on InfoWars.
It's all so stupid. Guys, just fuck off. You're not addressing the issue, though. The issue is this dickhead decided to pick a fight with a child, which is, I think, shitty. It's low. It's not appropriate to me. Do you think it's appropriate for a journalist to approach a child?
Well, no.
Of course not.
Well, and then insult her.
Yeah. This makes you look like just a dick, a loser.
Mm-hmm.
You're a loser.
But with a little girl, what am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to hurt her feelings?
It's really
am I supposed
sad.
To yell at her?
It's really sad. Oh, it's really sad. It's really sad that I can't be a cunt back to a little girl.
Listen to this guy, though. Am I supposed to hurt her feelings? But, dickhead, no, of course not. You're talking to a child. But that was your goal. Your goal was to hurt her feelings. Hey, little boy, or whatever the fuck he said.
Right, to mock her.
You know, when I was a kid, I had really long hair, and people used to call me a girl all the time. It probably bothered me every now and then, you know? Don't fuck with kids like this, you fucking dickhead. Some 12-year-old girl. You know, kids, especially like 12-year-olds, are all going through body image issues and all kinds of bullshit. Quit piling on, fucknut. There's nothing better for this guy to do when he's walking around with his camera than to pick on this child.
Well, and she's got little shorts on. There's no way you would say this is a boy.
Yeah. Imagine somebody did that to your daughter or something. I'd take this guy aside and say, hey, you leave my kid alone. Keep him out of your InfoWars bullshit. Fuck off.
Well, proving that these insecure, tiny, peckered little boys are so easily butt hurt, they're still going.
Tiny
Here
peckered.
Is the King Poobah himself over there, Alex Jones, ooh, ringing in.
Oh my
god. On this little libtard thuggette.
Moob's delicious.
We're going to play a little short clip. And Owen came in here during the break and he said, man, Alex, what's it like to be attacked? I've never been attacked in hundreds of newspapers in one day like you are now. Bro, they've got technicians and corporate guys that put out the talking points. They saw that in the last 2 weeks, you, Millie, and some of the new crew, let's not exaggerate, 25 million views just on our platforms, and everybody else copied the videos because we let everybody do it. We just want the info out. So all the people that hate us make money off of us, getting little clips and editing them together of little kids coming up and cussing and all the hateful left. So they're attacking because simultaneously they've stolen your identity. They've stolen your work. They're making money off of you.
What are you talking about?
And they're pissed that you go out there and you're good.
He apparently is claiming that everyone's stealing InfoWars golden content. That they've been spewing out there and
what
playing
does
clips.
This have to do?
Playing clips of little kids coming up swearing leftists.
He's trying to tie this girl handing your reporter his own ass to the InfoWar, to
the attack
picture.
Against InfoWars.
Oh, yes.
The truthiness, the truth lords over at InfoWars.
Hey, dickhead, you're giving me a fucking headache with your vitriol. You're a loon.
Looking sharp, smart guy, and show their zombie hordes. So they've got to project it back and go, it's rock star to have 9-year-old girls talking like they're John Belushi on PCP. It's great that they can't talk. It's great that they're...
John Belushi on PCP? Why is John Belushi getting some collateral damage here?
Is John Belushi the one that's alive?
No.
Oh, he's the dead one.
Yes.
Did John Belushi take P...
Oh, I don't know. Is there a story? That's why I don't...
PCP.
I don't understand.
I mean, he did a lot
Was he known for cursing?
Well, I mean... No, I don't. Fuck.
He wasn't known as like a dirty comic or whatever. He was a Saturday Night Live guy.
He was a funny guy.
A good actor. Yeah.
And, you know, he did some drugs. He had his rock star image going on.
I
don't know. Why is he being
ultimately did drugs? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it killed him. I don't know about the PCP.
PCP.
Did he die from coke?
I believe he died from cocaine.
Not from PCP.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not. Hey, listen, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Wait a minute. Why are we trying to break down?
John Belushi did PCP.
Yeah. Why are we trying to break down an Alex Jones analogy?
He's a raconteur. He's free forming right now.
He's freestyling.
He's freestyling like Eminem. Oh, yeah, the Fat Boys.
Great that they can't talk. It's great that they're dumb. It's great that they're hateful and stupid. It's great Antifa's crapping on everyone. They've got to turn that around and act like it's like Media Matters takes our most powerful truths and puts them out twisted.
Meanwhile, I'm watching this video of Media Matters. They hate Media Matters. He's like, they take our most powerful truths and then play them and make fun of them.
We've got all
act
these
like, like Media Matters takes our most powerful truths and puts them out twisted to act like they're the boss.
They don't put them out twisted. They put them out. like we do. How are we twisting this right now?
We're playing what he said, and then earlier we played what your little shitty minion said,
and mocking it soundly
on that child.
Which and you're getting the mocking you deserve, you pinheads.
You send a report. Listen, Alex, I don't know what your screening process for the people that go out and do your bidding and all that crap, but you send a reporter out to a protest, right?
Yeah.
And he decided. I don't know what the news value is. He decided to pick on some young girl. And now we're making fun of him. Sorry.
And he got his ass handed to
him. Yeah, and Alex, I got to say, it's glorious. This guy's an idiot. Fire this reporter.
Well, and then a little BB bald reporter has to squeal to his little friend on his show. The hatred. Then he goes on Alex's show. Alex, I don't know how you handle all this hatred on the internet. All these hundreds of stories against me. Oh, my God.
Hey, dickhead, imagine if when you are tooling about the fucking protest, you saw that chick and then decided to not say that thing to her. That would have been a good decision.
Yeah.
But you
mean everybody doesn't love me for picking on an 11-year-old?
Do you see Rachel Maddow doing that? Do you see Lawrence fucking O'Donnell doing that?
At some NASCAR event?
Fucking nobody. It's kind of bizarre.
Look at this kookiness. Jones says that water's wet. It's about an authority. It's about a con game about who you can have on and who you can talk to, Owen. Let's play a clip of this young lady last weekend in Austin.
How are you, young man?
You're an idiot.
Wow, who taught you that language?
My mother.
So your mother taught you that?
Oh, he's wearing a MAGA hat, too. So
oh, God.
I think that's what she spotted.
Oh, man. By the way,
she said, you're an idiot.
You know, years ago, I worked at Six Flags Over Georgia, and I was in the all-new Kazoo Review, and maybe you're not familiar with the news back. Well, the guy that, not that it matters, but the guy that produced the show was busted for like 20 million counts of child molestation or something. He wrote like...
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. He was I don't even know how to quantify this, but he was big in the children's magician industry. I don't even know what that is. Scene? I don't know what you do there. But he did this show at Six Flags, and I played Daffy
Duck. Help me make
Duck.
My finger disappear.
Leave the rabbit alone! You know, anyway, I played Daffy Duck in this show that he did at Six Flags.
Is this license? Oh, Six Flags.
Oh, yeah. It was Six Flags. And then my friend played Bugs Bunny, and I had to learn how to turn a cartwheel in the Daffy.
Who gets laid more, Daffy or Bugs?
Well, Bugs, please. He's the most famous. He's the big, that's like, he gets, you know, Frank Sinatra or you know. Listen, anyway, the guy who
Joey
played...
Bishop.
Joey Bishop. You need another name. I'm the bigger talent! Yeah. Listen, and
I'm
guy
the funny
that
one.
Played Bugs Bunny, I'm friends with him on Facebook. Oh, my God. And he's way into Breitbart and MAGA. He's got like a million pictures of him in his fucking MAGA hat and all this shit.
Oh, boy.
You know how hard it is just not to go through all my friends on
Wait,
Facebook.
Wait, this is the guy who was the diddler?
No. The diddler is somebody else.
He's, oh, I thought I was like your friends with the diddler on Facebook.
The diddler might not be,
out in society, I'm assuming.
I don't know. He might not be in society.
Or he's in Republican government.
You know, the day he got arrested, right. Oh, yeah, he's probably a congressman
in
Georgia.
Sure he's a state legislator
the
somewhere.
The day that all that shit went down, he got arrested, I went to work. And then the assistant manager came up to all of us. They're like, hey, if you see Chris today, don't approach him. He's been indicted on 29 counts of diddling and shit. And I'm like, what?
How is he allowed to work there?
Well, I mean, it was before that.
No, I mean, if he's once he's indicted, I'm assuming they're going to take him away from kids.
Oh. Came and talked to us, telling us not to approach this guy.
Well, right. What is he still doing there, though?
Well, he wasn't.
Oh, I see.
If we see him in public or whatever.
I see.
And I'm just sitting here half dressed.
He wasn't out patting his lap saying, come here and sit, kids.
Can I be honest? Like, when I heard that news, my first thought was, do we still work today? Because when I put this costume on, it's 20 degrees hotter than it is outside in the summer in Georgia in this fucking shit theme park. It was the worst. Diddlers.
Here's the rest of Alex Jones.
I like to eat.
Reacting to this horrible little
fuck you
vile little creature who
fuck you Alex
who humiliates one of his white males.
He should have fired this guy.
My mother.
So your mother taught you that foul language?
In the car.
And why am I an idiot? Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
And then flicked off the camera.
Looks like about a 9-10-year-old girl.
Yeah, and I said...
She already, you know, acts basically like a... just like some thug woman.
That's the term I used yesterday.
He said thug woman?
I said thug, I believe. I'm gonna go back and see if I was prescient.
Kate, go check and see if that violent experience was prescient.
Because I was like, what is Alex going to say? He's going to call her a little libtard thug.
That is... I mean, there's nothing but all kinds of wrong to this. Is this girl's identity known on the internet? Do we know who she is? I hope not.
I don't know if she's been... I hope so. They're probably trying to find her.
I just don't...
I want to have her parents on. Congratulate
Absolutely.
Them.
But, like, the thing is, it's not totally fair to that girl because she didn't ask to be interviewed. She didn't ask to be, you know... to have a viral video with her in it on the internet. You know what I mean? I don't know. This sucks. Just like, don't fuck with kids, man.
Dudes on my arms, yeah. You know, I got, how you doing? Running them, you know.
It's kind of like the Trump thing, how they said, like...
Hold on a second. What is
so your doing? Mother taught you that foul language?
In the car.
And why am I an idiot? Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
And then flicks off the camera.
Looks like about a 9-10-year-old girl.
Yeah, and I said
she already, you know, acts basically like a just like some thug woman. Yeah, I got Inca tattoos on my arms. Yeah, you know, I got how you doing? Running them, you know.
I got ink and tattoos on my arm. Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah,
they certainly make some odd art over there at InfoWars, don't they?
It's a little girl.
Yeah.
In a tie-dyed shirt with glasses on, long hair, little short gym shorts.
You know, if you think about it, Alex, the only move here is to apologize for your reporter.
Oh, God, no.
But, I mean, really.
No, how dare.
I mean, it's so inappropriate.
How dare this little budding feminist challenge the white patriarchy, God. Ryan?
I mean, isn't it a thing? I mean, if you're going to interview your kid, I hate to bring it up. Just talk to the parents first. The kid's a child.
Well, right?
12 or right. 10 or whatever.
Although, I'm glad he didn't.
Oh, yeah, me too. This
is
nice.
Kid couldn't have handled it better.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I got, how you doing? Running them, you know.
It's kind of like the Trump thing, how they said, like, he was doing this and mimicking somebody that had mental disabilities. They say I said man. I always say ma'am and sir when I do these.
Well, that they lie.
He's saying he said ma'am. That's a lie.
That's bullshit.
We heard you say man.
Revisionist. It's revisionist history.
Always say ma'am and sir when I do these.
Well, that they lie. They're all fiction writers in liberal media. And so they have to make it your best.
Says the Sandy Hook truther. Says Mr. Chimera. Says Mr. Chemtrails. Etc. Etc. Yet liberal media always lies.
Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate and Spirit Dinners. Does things. You're a liar.
Yeah. Right. And so they have to make it your bad, so you say ma'am, and clearly you say ma'am on the tape, but that's what they do. Well, but notice who they're talking about, Owen. Who are they talking about, Owen?
Alex, if you don't mind, I'd actually like to...
He's beaming because they're talking about them, is what he means. Look, they're talking about us. They're talking about us.
Don't you see that your fucking idiot, non-skilled reporter is punching down on a girl figuratively?
They're,
you know,
talking,
I mean,
about your panty load of an asshole sitting next to you, getting his ass handed to him by a little girl.
It is not a good look, you fucking dick bag. It's just not.
And it's obviously driving him crazy, this little Owen turd, this little white ass fuck who is obviously...
God, it's so shitty.
Irate about the fact that he's being called, and that people on the internet are saying that he got cucked by a little girl.
I mean, imagine, even if you're just making the joke, you don't have the cameras or the microphones or anything, you're just making the joke to be a dick. That sucks. But even more so on camera, to make an example out of her... His idea was like, oh, I can make a joke at the expense
of her.
And
send the InfoWars flying monkeys after her.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean,
read some scripture here that I found comfort in last night, because I'm serious. I this was tough for me, Alex. I've never been.
He's going to read some scripture that he found comforting last night after the tongue lashing he took from that. Ooh. That evil little, her face turned into a demon, Ryan, and she said, "You're a fucking idiot."
You right wing nut jobs with people that morph into demons. That is really. So
I had to go home. I had to go home and study the Bible and find some comfort.
If you're a right wing nut job, idiot, racist, dickhead, sexist, asshole, know this: no one morphs into demons.
This
okay?
is making me crazy. Right. That he had to go home and study scripture after all the slings and arrows he's suffered from the evil left making fun of him. Oh, you poor little snowflake.
You have to go home
poor
and read the
little thing. Here's some scripture that I found comforting.
Yeah. You go, girl.
Because I'm serious. I this was tough for me, Alex. I've never been character assassinated like this from hundreds. All right. The end of all things is near. This is from Peter, by the way. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and sober of mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. We're seeing that right now. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
Oh my God.
But there were also false prophets.
How much of this shit are you going to read, you fucking asshole?
You described him as a stupid Jesse Waters.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah.
This guy sucks.
The people, just as there will be false teachers among you, they will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who brought them, bringing swift destruction of themselves. Woo. Many will follow their depraved conduct and will bring.
He's talking about this little girl, by the way. Many will follow their depraved conduct.
Read the parable where Jesus or Peter, whoever the fuck, tells you not to fuck with kids. Read that one.
Well, the Catholics haven't mastered that one yet. A lot of Catholics looking for that one, too.
Many will follow their depraved conduct and will bring the way of truth in disrepute.
And that's what's happening is the story isn't some kids flipping you off. All of them cuss. All of them scream. All of them are hateful. None of them can talk. And they celebrate small children acting like, you know, they're like some woman that's running a meth lab or something. I mean,
what?
That girl... said, "You're a fucking idiot," and then she looked at him like he's a turd, and she flipped off the camera and walked away. That's like a woman who's running a meth lab.
And he was being shitty. He said, hey, sir, or hey, man. Hey, man.
You know, they're like some woman that's running a meth lab or something. I mean, I'm not saying a little girl does that, but I mean, she's like, come on up here. We got some machine guns and grenade launches we stole, and we're running some stuff out the back door. Come on up here. It's like a woman smoker saying, Owen, you want to talk to me? I'm a 9-year-old. My mommy told me out of the I'm going to media celebration. We'll be right back. Owen got attacked by a couple hundred libtards. Poor little baby. Owen number 3 straight A. Owen number 4. What the?
There you go. There's some of the comic stylings of Alex Jones InfoWars.
I can't say that character is not compelling. Has Alex ever...
Thug woman.
Yeah. God. Do you think Alex has ever auditioned for Saturday Night Live, put together a packet, did some characters?
I don't know.
He should be on Weekend Update.
That girl didn't defeat me.
God. Ugh.
That is sad.
So vile. Good for this. Good for this girl.
Sad, sad, sad.
Good for her. She drove this guy to the Bible. He had to go read the Bible. It's not character assassination.
Right.
You did it. You did it. You did this, you fuck.
Another follow-up. We played a couple days of clips of Jabba the Gunt. Rush Limbaugh.
What a dick.
In between power swallowing gallons of
power swallowing or
pounds of oxy.
Guys, I'm gonna be power swallowing all weekend. Power swallow.
Rush Limbaugh basically said that the hurricanes
that the reactions and the warnings to these hurricanes are a big old hoax, trumped up.
Oh, yes.
Because it's a way the liberal left makes everything, makes money, you see. They drive people to their stores and their buy gasoline.
Is it true Hillary Clinton started this storm? Did she start it?
Yeah, right out of her vajayjay.
With those emails.
Spawned.
It's, hey.
Somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic, she was on a boat and they pried her thighs apart and said, release the Kraken.
This and Benghazi, those two things.
Oh, yeah. So, yesterday he announced that he'd be evacuating South Florida.
Come on.
And would be off the air for the next couple of days.
No. Why didn't you stay, Oxy Walrus? Why didn't he stay? I don't understand. I would think Rush would stay, and when everyone leaves and evacuates, he would go into everyone's bathroom and rifle through their medicine cabinets, looking for Oxy and drugs.
He said, well, may as well announce this. I'm not going to get into details because of the security nature of things.
Nobody cares about you.
Good Lord. Except maybe try to use you as a flotation device.
You racist, bigoted narcissist. Nobody cares about you.
Turns out we will not be able to do the program here tomorrow.
So what?
Barack Obama. Remember how he used to say that? Barack Obama.
Is it true that he used to, you know, spring his jaws when he would say that? It's like it seems like he's opening his mouth so wide.
He says, we'll be on the air next week, folks, from parts unknown.
I spring my jaw. Parts unknown. He's doing it from a hotel room. Who cares?
His own penis.
Hey, listen, dickhead.
She hasn't seen in years, yeah.
You're essentially recording a podcast. We do a podcast every fucking day. Welcome to the party, dickbag.
Well, we'd probably be off a day or two if it was directly hitting us also.
Yeah, we would be.
But we are not telling people to ignore the warning.
We're not saying it's
because it's a big libtard conspiracy.
The biggest storm in the fucking history of Jesus fucking Christ is rolling up Florida, and he's like, oh, it's a hoax. You're an idiot. What are you looking at on that computer screen?
Eric Bolling is now telling people he's going to be running for Senate.
Oh, shit. Hey, somebody put that dick out there then. Fuck it. Can they publish his cock on the dark web?
Well, yeah. When he came down the escalator with Melania, I looked across the newsroom. Every single pair of eyeballs were staring at the screen.
What? Nobody cares about you, Eric, and nobody cares about your dick. Quit sending it to people.
Good God.
What a loon.
Thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday, everyone. Don't forget, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving or sling us a message at our Facebook page.
Twat us.
Buy shit through our Amazon hole.
Right.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that so that every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, you go right through our hole first.
Hey, and if you're out there on a date or something and want something to do, but you know, just put our show on and listen to it. You might enjoy it, you know? Or maybe if you're on the elliptical, you're doing laundry. I don't know. I don't know. Are you spending time with your pet? Maybe you're, defragging your computer. But on Crab Diving. And while you're at it, give us a positive review. Thumbs us up. Tell all your friends about this fucking podcast. Word of mouth matters. And if you're a fucking dickhead.
Use your mouth.
Conservative journalist. Don't bother children.
Right.
That's so fucked up.
And something Jesse Waters would do, you know, I mean,
I would be so pissed. Imagine you brought your kid to some protest. You turn your back for 2 seconds and this dickhead's interviewing him, you know?
I think those parents probably know that girl can handle herself. Yeah.
Unleash her.
Yeah.
Good for that kid.
So, other shit going on.
Yummy.
Out there in the world, we can start talking a little bit about the religiosity kind of stuff. Yes. I know you were all wondering. First of all, there's the prerequisite. I'm not even going to play these assholes. Like Kevin Swanson. Kevin Swanson.
Yes.
Is the guy that had that rally in Iowa.
where he said, let's not forget God, or let's not forget you're supposed to stone gays to death. Not my words, God's words.
He means stoning, like in the biblical sense, not the good, in the
not like, give them as much weed as they can handle,
right?
He's just a dick bag and has said many, many horrible things. Well, Kevin Swanson, preacher, of course, of Christian love, said if we want to stop Irma right now in her tracks, the Supreme Court should hold an emergency session and overturn Roe versus Wade and Obergefell. In other words, no more gay marriage, no more abortions for you, and then Irma will stop.
Is he joking? No, he's not.
Well, he's a Christo loon, so he's not joking, but he is lying.
Can you imagine? So he thinks the hugeness of the storm is in proportion to the amount of fetuses that are sucked out of vaginas. That's crazy.
I mean, I wasn't going to play it, but here you go.
I don't think there's any question in my mind that these sorts of things, these natural disasters, really God-ordained disasters, let's be careful about calling them natural disasters, because God is in control of what is going on, and whether or not Irma is going to do $200 billion of damage in Miami, or $20 billion, or $1 billion, is all in the hands of God. Those winds are going to blow where they're going to blow, but they're going to blow in the direction that God ordains them to go. Friends, God is in complete and utter control of what is going on with these hurricanes. In fact, even the empires of men are in his hands, the kings of the earth, the inclinations of the...
Amazing, isn't it? I mean, this guy just...
Baloney.
God.
I mean, think about it, though. Let's...
I'm tired listening to him because he's like, too. The kingdom of God and God, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Can we, like, just play out this Harry Potter, like, science fucking fiction from Lord of the Rings garbage just for a second? If, in fact, if we truly believe that women getting abortions causes things like Irma, then...
What the hell was going on down in Barbuda?
But dude,
there's 1,600 people. How many babies were they killing in Barbuda? How much butt fucking was going on in Barbuda?
But if he's telling people that's the truth, well, then what? Then what? Are women evil? Are women causing all of these natural disasters?
Well, they started it. Eating that apple.
God. There is, you know,
they're mentally ill.
It's stupid.
Maybe not this guy's evil. But the people that follow this guy and listen to him,
they need a Prozac.
Are mentally ill.
Maybe lithium. What do you think? PCP.
Or $20 billion or $1 billion is all in the hands of God. Those winds are going to blow where they're going to blow, but they're going to blow in the direction that God ordains them to go. Friends, God is in complete and utter control of what is going on with these hurricanes. In fact, even the empires of men are in his hands, the kings of the earth. The inclinations of the hearts of the dictators in North Korea and everywhere else in the world, in the hands of God. They're like the rivers of water. He turns it whithersoever he wills. God. So God is in absolute control over the empires of this world and the mad dictator.
We got you.
Good Lord.
I don't think there's any question in my mind that these sorts of things, these natural disasters, really God or
God. God, you're full of shit.
These are natural disasters
around this globe, as well as the winds and the waves and what will happen with Hurricane Irma and what happened with Hurricane Harvey. Friends, $600 billion of reparations thus far in the 2000s. And
reparations?
What is he talking
reparations?
About?
Reparations.
Meaning... I don't understand.
This year is not over yet. We haven't seen what Irma will do to the Florida coast as of yet. But $600 billion of reparations brought to this nation over the last, 16 years. And the wrath of God against this nation, I think, is intense at this point. I wish that American leaders would sit up and pay attention. I think the conclusion of the matter, Bill, is that the Supreme Court of the United States needs to reverse Roe v. Wade and Obergefell.
Is he jerking off as he's doing this? Because he's like,
know.
I think, Bill, that the way to do this is to reverse Roe v. Wade and oh wait, give me a minute. Obergefell.
We make fun of this shit, this bullshit people spew out, this science fiction, religious garbage all the time. Like it's
science.
Science fiction. I'm sorry. It's just
fiction.
fiction. Just fiction. Yeah, it's not even science. It's not even science fiction. Fucking Battlestar Galactica is at least rooted in some fucking reality. This guy's telling me that abortions cause a storm. No. You're telling me you suck out a fetus and all of a sudden a high pressure system starts spinning around and shit. Sure. This is that we have people in this country that are allowed to vote and also believe in this fairy tale garbage. You're telling me
if you look at the satellite picture, you could see all the little fetus faces.
We're in a dire situation. Fatal hurricane.
This afternoon. Yeah, that's right. Before Irma does.
I'm trademarking this. Crab diving. Fetus NATO. Why not? Yeah, just drop the mic.
Tornado hits the abortion
fetus
clinic.
Fetus NATO, baby.
Oh, that's horrible.
This afternoon. Yeah. That's right. Before Irma does her damage, it would be a good thing if the Supreme Court of the United States understood that God is in control of these things.
Fuck you!
This afternoon, guys, get together. Tell those homos no more marriage for you.
We can't let people be this stupid. It can't be legal. It can't be legal to be this stupid.
Too late.
What? We're in a crisis. We're in an intellectual crisis in this country. There are people saying that this storm is caused by things that go on inside a pussy. You know what I mean? We're in trouble. We're fucked.
Yes.
People that believe this shit can vote. Do you realize this?
Here's some reassuring words.
Fetus NATO.
From Kirk Cameron.
Fuck off.
I'm sure that's exactly who we've all been
waiting
with bated breath.
Kirk, you traded in a life. You were a lead on a fucking nationally televised sitcom.
Yeah, the
you
biggest.
All that in.
Teen
all-
Idol on every poster and every little girl's wall.
You traded all that in for Jesus. And you need fucking lithium.
Well, and to be an international laughing stock.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
He could be like Tom Cruise now.
Tom Cruise is nuts. He's a Scientologist.
Right.
Tom Cruise is nuts.
But even he keeps his mouth shut about his ridiculous religion.
If you want to be a religious nutball and you want to be famous, do what Tom Cruise did. Have one or two freakouts, but still make good movies. Don't do what Kirk Cameron did.
Hey, everybody. I hope you can hear me. I'm actually in the Orlando airport here in Florida, and I've had such a great time this weekend. It's coming up on the weekend. Such a great time these last couple of days. I've been hanging out at an award show for Christian music radio. And
oh boy, where was our invite? Music radio.
Danny Gokey, I got to meet him last night, been wanting to meet him for a while. Zach Williams was there, Mercy Me. I got to host the award program.
Oh,
and it was just a really cool night. I got to meet Phil Wickham. And
Fuck is Phil Wickham? Meet Phil Wickham.
I think these are all Christian singers.
Who's who at Jesusville, USA? Well, did you get to meet Jesus? Did you get to meet Apostle Paul or who the fuck ever? Don't these people exist as ghosts or something?
Skipping.
To cause us to respond to God in humility. And when he puts his power on display, it's never without reason. There's a purpose. And we may not always understand what that purpose is, but we know it's not random. And we know that weather is sent to cause us to respond to God in humility, awe, and repentance.
Fuck you.
Respond to me. Respect my authority. I'm going to level your fucking island.
you worship a God. Hey, dickfuck. You worship a God that sends a storm larger, wider than the state of Florida to wipe everybody off the fucking earth. You worship that God.
Right.
Then fuck you. You're the fucking problem. You're the problem. You worship a God that sends that storm? He says it sends the weather. How does that work? How does that work, dickhead? Can't just say that. God's at a desk, and he's got a little assistant, and God's like, hey, send a Category 5 storm to Miami because of all the blowjobs.
Right.
Fuck you. Oh, my God. You're a shitty actor, too. How do you like that? Everything about you is shit.
So there you go. Kirk Cameron updating us from the airport. I'm glad he took a moment out of his schedule.
Oh, yes. What was he doing otherwise? Honestly.
He's hosting Christian Music Awards, apparently.
What is he? The tone of his voice makes me almost violent. I'm almost violent. It makes me insane because it's so condescending.
Yeah.
I don't need Kirk Cameron to tell me anything. What can that simpleton tell me that I don't know? What does he know? Fuck you. Tell me about the fucking weather, you fucking moron. Honestly, did you hear the condescension in his fucking voice?
Yeah.
Like he knows everything?
Well, yeah.
Does he think he's anointed by God to be like some... Are you...
Sure, on the inside.
Oh, God. I just hate all these people. And Kirk Cameron... Oh, God.
Oh. It's exhausting. Well, having to deal with this bullshit these people.
Yeah. His messages is so important. Tell us about the world, Kurt. Tell us how this storm is created. We got all these scientists. Could you imagine you turn on cable news and there's nothing but these meteorologists, these weather experts talking about why clouds move a certain way, why fucking storms form. But this guy, he's going to sum it up. It's Jesus pissed off because of the abortions or the blowjobs or the rim jobs. Who fucking knows what pisses God off? Why not a hurricane filled with AIDS? You know what I mean?
I've got a clip here.
Man. Fuck Kirk Cameron. Your show sucked. Your sitcom sucked, by the way. It really did. The only good person in your old sitcom was Alan Thicke.
I don't remember much about that sitcom.
Let me explain.
Which one was it? Not Family Ties.
It's a family of... No. No.
No, that was Alex
Family
Keaton.
Ties was amazing.
What was...
I can't even believe.
Perfect family Strangers. Ties was, no. What was... Stop. What was... Belky. What was...
Number one, Family Ties isn't even
Kirk Cameron's
in
show.
The department of Perfect Strangers or Growing Pains, which was Kirk
Growing
Cameron's.
Pains.
Not even in the same cat. Family Ties was great. Michael McKeon.
Yes.
The dad.
Yes.
Michael J. Fox, you know.
Sure.
Justine Bateman. And the blonde mom. I can't remember her fucking name. And then that weird looking kid. They were all great. But this Growing Pain sucked. It was Alan Thicke. Poor Alan Thicke's the only good. Well, and his wife. They were both good. They're good actors. Then they were surrounded by, you know, shitheads.
Justine Bateman?
Justine Bateman was in Family Ties. She played, Justine Bateman.
Right.
She played...
Mallory.
Alex Jones. Alex
Jones.
Fuck me.
What do you want? Mom?
What did I say? Alex P. Keaton's daughter. Not daughter.
Sister.
We don't know anything. I don't know anything today. I hate this guy.
Sunday, I believe we talked about this before. Sunday, our president, Donald J. Trump...
Right.
Which still is, I don't know, it just feels like it's been decades. Gave a big, tiny little orange middle finger up in the air.
Yummy.
To non-Christians and non-believers by declaring Sunday a national day of prayer, I mean.
Well, I'm going to pray against you. You know
over,
what I mean?
The hurricane.
Right.
Apparently... It didn't work well enough because it started another one.
Wait, who declared the prayer day?
Schittler. And Pence.
How embarrassing for us. Really?
Somebody is a little upset about it. About the day of prayer being declared.
Okay.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer is a pissed.
Because
we're... Can you guess why Coach Dave is pissed?
Well, I have... Can I guess? Really?
Sure.
He's mad because there's gay people in the path of this storm, and we're praying for them?
No.
Okay.
Pause a minute, Jared. Pause a minute. Does that mean Muslims are supposed to be praying for God, too? Are we supposed to join with the Muslims? Are we supposed... National Day of Prayer, does this include the Hindus? That maybe they would appeal to their God as well? See, this ain't a national day. It's just to be a national day of prayer because we all were under the same God. We're not under the same God. This should be a national day of Christian prayer. Go ahead.
There you go.
Okay, fine.
Fuck everybody. They're not even disguising it anymore. These horrible Christianists, bigotry. These dominionists, they're now outwardly saying, fuck you, we want a Christian nation and nobody else. Which is un-American.
It's so fucking stupid. Oh my God. And it's so, and unfortunately, we don't have a president that when people say shitty things like that, he can say, hey, listen, we're all one big country. We got to all come together.
No, he just nominated somebody for a federal judgeship who doesn't believe in the separation of church and state, doesn't think it exists.
Right. How did we get here? How did we get here to these fucking idiots?
God, and these evangelicals, I mean, I don't get it. They're supposed to be going away. All the numbers we always gleefully talk about on Faithless Friday is how religiosity is waning finally in this country.
Yes.
And especially the evangelical cancer.
I mean, when you hear people talking about the storm, like it's created by God, it's fucking vengeance upon us for being sinful. And then our fucking president says we need a day of prayer.
Right.
What, did they do that in France? Or in Spain? Or in England? Do you hear like some guy, hey, let's all pray for the storm? Praying against the storm, right? We're not praying for it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Maybe that's how they fucked up. Maybe you Christians are using the wrong prepositions. Don't pray for the storm. Pray against the storm, idiots. That's how it got so big. That's the only way I can.
I think also there was one, I thought I saw a headline somewhere earlier about one of these preachers that a few days ago was rebuking the storm away from Florida. Ah. How's that working?
Yeah, right.
Like, don't worry.
Well, listen, obviously someone prayed really hard for the storm, right? I mean, that's how it got here.
For the storm.
If we're saying we can pray the storm away, then someone prayed it here. I don't know. Does it work like that?
We came
right just the bullshit
from, it
Christian?
Came right from Satan's dick hole.
Oh, did it? Ooh, boy, that's potent. Jeez.
It's,
wow.
Yeah, it's category 5.
Point it somewhere else, Beelzebub. It burns.
Big spinning jizz stain on
category
the
5 cum shot. Impressive.
You're
going to need a towel down over here. Jeez.
The good news?
What? Okay, sure.
With a question mark? A court case.
Yes.
Has done.
Bucky.
Is now done.
Right.
The promoters of a Christian film.
Yes.
Which they probably paid.
Ooh.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee.
Oh, my God.
To do robocalls.
Blech. I just threw up everywhere. I need to clean up.
This has been going through the courts for a while. It was a robocall in 2012 featuring the voice of Huckabee.
Okay.
Promoting a film called Last Ounce of Courage.
Well, I remember this story almost. Do you remember this?
Kind of.
Oh my God.
But Last Ounce of Courage.
Yes. Ounce. Tablespoon more likely.
Described the film that he said it's about faith, family, and freedom.
Oh, God. Shut up, Twent. How is Mike Huckabee's family all up in our shit? Like, why, who cares? Why is your daughter in the White House? Why are we being subjected to her?
Ugh.
It's all vomitous.
Well, a St. Louis judge, a couple sued.
Yes.
About the robocalls.
Right.
You can't do these random robocall. You can't do this shit anymore.
Right.
U.S. District Judge E. Richard Weber.
Yes.
Found 4 in favor of a local couple, along with 3.2 million other people in a class action lawsuit.
Wow. Oh, shit.
$32.4 million judgment against the promoters of this Christian film.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say that maybe that movie didn't make $34 million.
The judge said the judgment reflects the severity of the offense, under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, but he could have imposed even more with all he could have given $1.6 billion.
Oh, shit.
Judgment against these.
Oh, billion?
With a B, because of
the number of how counts. Many
yeah.
Good idea, Mike. Good job, dickhead. Do you think if the White House is Schindler having a press conference today, or is Sarah Huckabee talking to the press? Someone ask her about this. I want to see her little face all screwed up into a knot.
Gabriel Joseph III of Virginia and his affiliated companies violated the act, according to the judge.
Oopsie.
Joseph claimed it was his understanding he had consent to call all the households.
He had consent from all the households to call them. From how many? A trillion houses?
3.2 million people.
He got consent.
But the lawyer added after the ruling that the companies were unlikely to have any money for the judgment since they're both going out of business.
Nah.
So nobody's going to see any money. Yeah. But I'm sure the Christian squealage is happening already.
Persecution,
baby. Oh, they're persecuting this good Christian film, Mike Huckabee.
Oh, I get to play the victim again.
Right. Know? You broke the law.
How shitty was this movie, probably? How shitty was this piece of shit they were promoting? Horrible. I you know it's bad.
Isn't it like I forget how many thousands per offense. Like if you can get somebody on calling you unsolicited on a sales call.
Right.
That's why it's probably could have been 1.6 billion.
Doesn't that seem ineffective too? You're going to try to get people out to see a movie and robocalling, like you're calling landlines, right? This is 2012.
Maybe, so. Yeah, I don't know.
God. And then also your big celebrity endorsement is going to be Mike Huckabee.
So he assessed $10 per call.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Calls went out to promote Last Ounce of Courage, a movie about faith, family, and freedom. More than 3.2 million of the calls violated the act by going to people who had not consented to receive them.
Yeah. Was this 3D, this movie? Or was it animated?
Ron and Dorit Golan of St. Louis County received two calls that went to voicemail. They are on the Do Not Call registry, so they sued in 2012.
Yeah.
And they came to represent the whole class in the class action.
Okay. This is the best news ever, isn't it? We got one over on you, God. Fuck off. These guys should obviously, like, just listening to today's show, I mean, it's obvious.
Huckabee was sued, but they dismissed him from the lawsuit.
Right. Of course, why not? He's a white, rich guy, so
he was just a voice.
Yes.
Speaking of, there's a brand new K-Voice if you're listening live.
That's right, Pat.
Listen to the stream live right after us for a new K-Voice, Voice of Resistance with Kelly the Voice. Currently, I think it's on her Facebook.
Great.
In Vietnam.
She just posted a picture.
Very cool.
Very cool. Viva la Resistance.
But
fuck Trump.
She still recorded a show for y'all.
That's right.
So check that on iTunes and Stitcher.
She ain't fucking around.
Crabdiving.com.
These guys should have prayed harder, these producers. Why didn't they pray to make more money at their film to not go out of business?
Oh, they could have been 500 per call.
Holy shit. Did anyone not think? I mean, and then also, how ineffective was it? They went out of business. So they made all these calls. They got Mike Huckabee to do these robocalls. They still lost their shirts making this shitty movie. And they got a judgment against them.
Yeah.
See, that makes me think we got to switch over to the Christian entertainment industry and just make some shit, because damn, the bar is low as fuck. We do a podcast for these Christians. We can make fucking trillions of dollars.
He was sued, Huckabee, right. But again.
What would we do? Like, just have people call us and be like, hey, you're on Crab Diving. Tell us, what do you like best about Jesus? Something like that. I don't know.
The
I'm praying for you. Yeah, how do you like thanks. That?
Thank you. I'm thinking for you.
You're welcome. No, I need you to pray. Stupid.
So that's a little bit of good news.
Yes.
That
God, Mike Huckabee.
But I'm sure he's squealing persecution.
What a fucking whore Mike Huckabee is.
It's a wonderful movie.
Oh, yes.
It's a great message. Speaking of, didn't we should get Kate on this or get somebody to follow up on.
Kate.
Didn't Hannity's movie come out not that long ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's that about?
His family-friendly, Jesus-y movie helped exec produce?
Right. He probably just wrote a big fat check. Like a shitty fucking movie. What about Glenn Beck's movie? Didn't Glenn Beck make a movie about God where he was like a post-apocalyptic?
No, that was bullshit. That was a little short blurb that he did.
It was a scenelet.
Yeah,
remember that he was
poor
in
Glenn
like
Beck.
Post-apocalyptic in a world where there's no fucking God, and he pulled out a secret Bible he was hiding in his ass.
Right.
Sad. Guy can get the Old Testament and the New Testament in his sphincter. That's some control.
Jolton Joe Biden is considering running in 2020, according to his daughter.
Listen, I would say do it. However, don't you think we need a candidate with inside fun parts and skin not white?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we need somebody good.
Of course. Of course.
But I don't think it has to be. I don't think we should force someone of color with a vagina to
Kamala
just
Harris.
Because
why the fuck is she not
well,
running for
I think
president?
She's good
all day, baby.
She might make a good VP.
Yeah,
like Biden Harris,
right?
If he's well, they're saying you know he's in great health right now, but he is 74.
Yeah, go on the elliptical.
He'll be 78.
Yeah,
by then. But. I don't know. Everybody's living longer, and
look how long Mickey Rooney worked
more healthy,
and lived.
So.
You know that guy. How long is Mickey Rooney still alive?
No,
he died.
Yeah,
but he worked forever, right?
Yeah.
So, Jolton's Joe could be around for 10, 15 more years, maybe.
Right.
Drink your Ovaltine.
Drink your Ovaltine.
And this guy, and you know the thing about Joe Biden, he would be a good candidate because he's a Democrat that can, like you know Obama, that can speak with some empathy. He can bring emotion that's believable. He's got good timing. Remember that speech he gave about something shitty Trump said during the campaign? And he talked about his son. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, I forget. Something about veterans.
Well, his son died of
cancer,
but yeah.
Right, but it was something Trump said about veterans that was shitty. And Joe took him to task for it. It was an amazing speech. Google it. Figure out what the fuck we're talking about and then tweet us. Tell us.
Tony Randall had kids at like 90. Right? Or something like that.
Give it up for hot dick Tony Randall, baby. Is he still around?
No.
Yeah.
No longer with us.
Right. But hey, yeah. How old are his kids now? Like 4?
They're not that old. I mean,
God, Tony.
Yeah. So there you go. If you're a Biden fan, he's according to his daughter, he is considering.
Is it true that if you have coitus with Tony Randall's corpse, it can still get you pregnant?
Apparently, he's got some really virile jizz.
Did you imagine? I got chlamydia from Tony Randall's dead body.
90.
Sad.
90-ish. I might be exaggerating, but he was up there.
Yeah.
I have another story here. This is a poll.
Yes.
You said poll.
Super.
This is, well, good news for our friends and listeners across the pond.
Hello.
The
jolly good.
A new survey.
Fuck you.
Over in Britannia.
Yes.
By the National Center for Social Research.
Oh, yes.
Center with a R. C-E-N-T-R-E.
Are they like 100% atheist across the pond or what?
No, but they're getting there.
Damn.
Researchers with the British Social Attitude Survey asked participants, do you regard yourself as belonging to any particular religion? If they said yes, they were asked, which one?
Which one? Which god do you worship?
They say that phrasing makes a difference because if researchers had offered multiple choice of religions with no religion as an option,
fuck you,
it's possible many people would have responded with the religion of their youth,
yes,
despite no longer practicing it. See, that's right. What they've said about a lot of these. The atheists claim there's more of us.
Yes.
Because a lot of people will just say, ah, fuck it, I was brought up Catholic, and check off Catholic.
Right.
Instead of no religion.
Right.
But this time they say, do you regard yourself as belonging to any religion? If they say yes or no,
do you regard yourself?
God.
What's that?
I just found out, we just got word here that our roof is being fixed at 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Oh my God. Thank you.
On a Saturday. Fucking great.
Meredith Baxter Burney, by the way. That's the chick who was a mom in Family Ties. Oh, wow. She's fucking great.
Thanks to the producers for getting that.
Yes. Thanks, Kate.
So they said in this British survey, do you regard yourself as belonging to any particular religion?
Hello.
It says since 1983, the number of people saying, it says when asked if they're upfront if people are religious, it's much easier to honestly say no. Since 1983, when the survey began, the number's grown pretty steadily. The rise of the nuns, N-O-N-E, no religion.
None.
Seems to be commensurate with the decline of the Church of England.
Hello.
The percentage of non-religious people between the age of 18 and 24 has climbed to a whopping 71%.
Bam!
In Britain.
Ah, I love it. That's awesome, man. I love it! You know, one time, the street preacher, it was somewhere in Koreatown, was tooling about. This guy's like, I shouldn't have said it like this, but he had a megaphone. He just asked me, he handed me a fucking thing. He's like, do you believe in Jesus? I'm like, atheist. He was like, my part, I guess.
A survey from earlier this year found nearly a quarter of Christians, figure this one out.
Yes.
A quarter of people identifying as Christians in the UK said they didn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
Then how are you a fucking Christian? You don't believe in the
cool
part.
Well, I mean, there you go.
That listen, you got to walk around saddled with all these bullshit beliefs, go to church, which
that's
sucks.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, and now you're not going to believe in the hocus pocus.
Right, that's the whole deal.
I don't understand. That's like reading Harry Potter and scooping all the parts where there's Harry Potter.
Right.
That's your shit, baby. You love that resurrection bullshit. That's your jam. How can you be a Christian and not believe that?
It's like,
all that shit.
Go and see Kendrick Lamar. He doesn't do Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe.
Yeah.
a group called Humanist UK.
Hello!
Humanists UK are now saying, well, these figures must raise fresh questions about the place of churches in the running of state schools.
Oh, yeah. What about that shit?
And other state-funded privileges. Humanist UK chief executive Andrew Copson asked, how can it be that be right that 97% of young people today are not Anglicans, but some 20% of the... I don't know why he's Scottish.
Freedom!
Some 20% of the state schools to which their children will go belong to the Church of England.
It's a good day to die!
More generally, how can the Church of England remain in any meaningful sense the national, legally established church when it caters for such a small portion of the population?
Yes. Yes! Right. Why the fuck? And it's over here, too. Most people don't believe in this bullshit. But yet we're sucking their dicks like it's going out of style. Yeah. Right? Most people aren't all down with this religiosity, right? Isn't that what we learned?
It's waning, certainly.
It's waning.
Well, in other countries here, you know, we got a little bit farther to go, but...
Quit sucking God's dick.
Survey says...
Take it out of your mouth.
We've got another survey here. This is
oh shit.
This is from America.
Fuck you.
I do believe, and this will come as no shock.
Shocker.
But according to a researchers at Baylor University.
Yes.
People still really don't like atheists here in America.
Man, fuck this shit.
They asked various religious groups which people have inferior values to yours.
Okay.
Down the line, everyone ranked the atheists the highest.
Oh, fuck you. What, my, wait a second. Who are my values inferior to? That fucking asshole that
evangelicals, picked on that child? Mainline Christians, black Protestants, Catholics, Jews, other religions.
Okay, dickheads, let's do it. Come here, let's pull all our values out, put them on the table, and see who's got the best values.
Well, right.
Mine. Fuck you.
More striking, when researchers asked everyone which group wants to limit freedom.
The Jesus fuckers.
Well, the people who have no religion overwhelmingly say the Christians.
Yes.
But surprisingly, the atheists are not number one to the evangelicals. The Muslims are. The Muslims are number one. They want to restrict freedoms with atheists in second.
That makes no fucking sense.
According to evangelicals, so nothing makes sense.
Oh,
look,
that's
who you're
right.
Talking about.
Yeah. You believe that a couple of guys suck each other off, then a high pressure system forms and a funnel cloud appears over Miami to blow everybody up. It's all fucking stupid. This bullshit is so fucking infuriating.
So basically, this just plays into, it points out here, fear of the other. Everybody who is other than what you are is lesser than you in morals, and apparently they want to take away all your freedoms.
The internet is asking for more of your Scottish accent.
50.
Do it in Scottish.
50.4% of evangelicals say that atheists have inferior values, with Muslims at 44%.
Every time I try to do Scottish, I sound like Chewbacca. I don't even know why. It's the hardest one. Scottish as a dialect. Something like that.
If you've been struck by some kind of fast moving vehicle in Scotland, maybe
hits by a golf cart. You know, fuck all this shit. I really hate that I am lesser of a moral person than some other dickhead because I don't believe in some bullshit science fiction floating about in the ether.
Mainline Christians, 29.8% say atheists have inferior values, 20% Muslims.
Hey, Christians, fuck you. Sit and spin, baby.
To black Protestants, atheists.
Fuck off!
Have inferior values.
Then what about...
interestingly enough, though, to black Protestants, in second place, tied for second place at 21.5% each.
Yes!
Are Muslims and conservative Christians.
Oh, okay.
So... black Protestants equate white evangelicals with Muslims, you know, on the same amount of people voting saying that they have inferior values.
Well, like, I get it because we see a lot of purported white Christians running for office, you know, doing racist things, being not as inclusive as they should be, right? I mean, I get it.
Jews apparently are pretty tolerant because smaller percentages of them say that other religions have inferior values.
Only do they 13, hate us?
Well, the number one that they say have inferior values is atheists, of course.
Come
but it's
fuck
only
on.
13.1%.
But
as opposed to 50% of evangelicals who say atheists have inferior values.
Fuck you. Hey, the evangelicals, fuck you. You're fucking up the planet. You suck.
Let's get into morality. We've said it before, which morality is more... your core, something that you believe is something that's right and a moral code because it's right and like, it's the right thing to do,
for instance,
or because some sky god is gonna spit roast your balls out over eternity.
Color me there. Listen, my moral code tells me that I don't fuck with some kid that's walking around in a protest, but that guy I mean, he said it. He had to go read his scripture to get over his character assassination.
I couldn't sleep last night, so I read Bolshinnikus 69 that told me to hate gay people, and I felt better.
Again, I'm just going to be real for a second. You Christian evangelicals, you're full of shit. You know what I mean? I'm not impressed. Fuck off. My morals are better than yours any day of the fucking week. Bring it!
Scientists from Sweden's Uppsala University have produced DNA evidence that
it stings.
Women,
it burns.
Viking warriors fought alongside their male counterparts.
Well, I knew that shit. I saw that TV show. Was right. That show Vikings starring all those dudes?
In a press release from the university said the study was conducted on one of the most well-known graves from the Viking age.
Do it in Scottish.
A mid-10th century grave in Swedish Viking town Birka. The burial was excavated in the 1880s, revealing remains of a warrior surrounded by weapons, including a sword. Armor-piercing arrows.
Isn't Shrek Scottish?
And
isn't
two horses, yeah.
Shrek is Scottish, right?
Yeah, a little bit of a Scottish
okay.
Burr in there.
Get in my belly, right? That's Shrek. Okay. I think he's Scottish.
Get in my belly.
Yeah, that's Shrek's.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's his, like, catchphrase. Get in my belly.
He swallows.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He's a monster. He swallows everything.
This is the first formal genetic confirmation of a female Viking warrior.
Wow, that's cool.
The set indicates that she was an officer, someone who worked with tactics and strategy and could lead troops in a battle.
You hear that, you fucking dickhead, sexist, fuckface?
Right. And isn't this the master race? Aren't these northern white Europeans the master race?
They're the master loads. Yeah, what's up with that? I am the master loader.
A little bit of science for you.
Right. About Vikings.
Right. From, you know, a couple thousand years ago, even though we've only been here for four.
That's weird.
Or six, according to Ken Ham.
And the world's flat.
Yes. According to some new ones.
How funny would it be? I really wish that Ark experience, or whatever the fuck it's called, the Ark encounter. Be funny if that was in South Florida, but it didn't float. It just fucking it sank. It would sink, right? Because it's not a real boat. The Ark encounter.
Ken
Ham's.
It would
be funny if it sank. I don't know why. It'd just be hilarious.
If there was a flood there, you mean?
Yeah.
We don't wish property damage on
anyone. No. You're right. Hey, what
especially taxpayer supported.
I don't mean to. What part of God's plan is this fucking storm?
What do you mean?
Exactly what I just asked. What fucking plan
is... Well, there's a lot of gay bars in Miami.
Okay, God.
Right?
Yeah. Listen, if you believe in Jesus and all that shit, I hope you're giving him some... You know, giving him the business about the storm. Why, God? Why? Why? Why a big superstorm,
dick? We've had a parade of twentage that told us why.
Oh, God.
Various things between buggering and baby hoovering.
Do you accept that in this country, we are severely crippled by ignorance to the point
everywhere,
that it's fucking
especially
our
by religion,
country
yeah.
up?
And religion makes it worse.
God.
Infinitely worse.
And my morals are fucked up because I'm not all obsessed about some bullshit ghost fucking about in the sky. I'm the fucked up one.
Right.
Man, screw off.
Oh, this can't be true.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two things. Mormon cult.
Yes.
A Mormon cult must pay $16 million in damages for forcing a 14-year-old to marry her cousin.
Oh,
hey, religion.
God. What a nightmare.
Religion's so cool.
Imagine you're a young person. You got your whole world in front of you. Like, what am I going to do with my life? What do I want to be when I grow up? Oh, I guess I'm going to be the wife of my fucking cousin. God. How terrifying. Here's your cousin you got to marry and you got to have sex with. Blah.
This was that Warren Jeffs cult, the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints. He's in jail for child molesting.
Ooh, listen, I have a
for
question.
For marrying like 12-year-old girls himself.
You guys are fucked up. What do you do if you knock up your cousin? Do you have the three-eyed baby, or are you allowed to abort it?
And this is all that Joseph Smith bullshit. This is also him and his evil white guys could fuck little girls.
Yeah. See, okay.
I found some plates. An angel directed me to some plates in a hole.
Right.
You've never seen them, and they kind of disappeared for a while, but I can only read them if I find two rocks and put them in a hat. And hide behind a wall and dictate them to my buddy.
A rock told me this plate said I could fuck children.
Good
That's
God.
His religion, right?
Yes.
Guys, fucking wake up. There's nothing in the sky telling you can fuck kids. Stop it.
Ugh. This can't be true. Christian prophetess.
Yes.
Kat Kerr? I never heard of her.
Kat Kerr.
Is insisting that she can stop Hurricane Irma.
We'll do it.
By taking authority over it and using her magic Jesus scepter. Come on.
What is the scepter?
Jan?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, this is Kat Kerr reporting from Atlantic Beach in Florida. I have just flown in from my meetings in Seattle, Washington, and yet I still have an assignment left to do. I'm going to demonstrate to you what to do when a storm comes, okay? It's forming into a hurricane. I don't even want to give it a name. It doesn't even deserve a name, but I am going to take authority over it. I can demonstrate once again how
she's
you
gonna take authority over it.
Deal with this because we, as believers, are over the weather. We are not under the weather. Christ had no issue stopping storms. That was no little storm that he dealt with. We are joint heirs with him and need to be just as bold and passionate.
Okay.
So if you don't stop the storm, obviously you didn't wave your stick around correctly, right?
Yeah, we got to leave, but we're going to get to this again Monday because I'm just fast forwarding and I see her waving the stick around in the video.
Unless
here we go. I'm going to command that storm. I'm going to hit it off of our coast. I'm going to hit it.
She's swinging her magic Jesus staff. In the air.
Hey, just real quick, if we get sucked into the ocean, where's our rally point? Where will our listeners find us over the weekend on Monday?
No, yeah. Floating somewhere.
Guys, pray for us, okay? And we'll
Holy
pray for you.
Holy shit. Have a great weekend, everybody. Jesus We're going to be back Monday, assuming there's not a hurricane here.
Oh, yeah.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget to help us out by buying shit through our Amazon hole.
Yay.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed or his Instagram, which is RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking vile.
Good vibes and thoughts to those down in Florida. Batten your hatches. Pray for the Lord. Get out your Jesus sticks. Apparently, you can make that shit go away.
Yeah, Jesus.
We're back on Monday. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.